My mother is Rhonda Underwood. Today, she's 49 and has been in remission for 15 months. In August 2010, I found out my mom had cancer. It changed my world. One day, when I got home, she came into my room crying. In my 16-year-old mind, I knew what she was about to tell me before the words even left her mouth. The doctors found cancer in her left breast. The last time I saw my mother break down and cry like that was when my father passed away.
I thought I was gonna die. I was numb. I was mad at the doctor that told me, didn't have words, cried a lot.
I've seen her go through the worst life has to offer and fight it off like David fought Goliath, but I had never seen her so scared.
And who was gonna take care of my two teenage boys? And then I have a son that's 9 years old who has autism. Was I going to be around to continue to take care of his special needs?
Sunday is blooming. My hours are slumberless. Dear, it's the shadows. I live with the numberless.
What would I do without her? The way she hems my ripped pants, and they still look good. How she would teach all of life's lessons, and then more. Where was I going to live? What were my brothers going to do? Deshaun was 18, and Donovan was 9.
Mothers are very special people, and having been a cancer doctor for many years and seeing people lose their moms, it's very hard. But I think it's harder for a teenager.
Dr. Edward Shaw is a professor of radiation oncology at Wake Forest Baptist Health. He says teenagers who have a parent facing a potentially terminal disease tend to spend more time thinking about life and death issues instead of high school stuff. I also felt like it was my fault that she had come down with her illness, like some monster had put a curse on her for something I did. I was angry at myself and thought, if I could do better, then she wouldn't have cancer. But I couldn't figure out what to do. It's part of what Dr. Shaw calls anticipatory grieving.
When someone is diagnosed with cancer, of course they haven't died, but cancer can be a life-threatening illness. And so what you do is you anticipate that maybe they're not going to survive their illness, and you go through this grieving process.
According to a Wake Forest Baptist Health study, there are 2.85 million children in the United States living with a parent who is battling or who has survived cancer. So I'm not the only one who's gone through this. Mom and I had a conversation about her rental homes. It wasn't how they were holding up or who's occupying them. It was about who would get the rights to them if worse met with terrible. She started explaining property taxes, sole ownerships. It would seem like the usual conversation for a man to hear from his parent, but I was a teenager hearing it, and I wasn't ready for that type of conversation. Did you notice any changes in me during the time when you had breast cancer?
Yes, you grew up a lot. Did a lot of housework that you normally wouldn't do. Washed clean and cut the grass. I think we've always had a close relationship, and it's just gotten closer. That's been a big blessing in our family.
Mom was lucky. The chemotherapy did its job. Most of the cancer cells were gone, but to be safe, they removed my mother's left breast. She took it in the most positive way, saying it was time to get a new one. After the surgery, it felt like a burden was lifted off of everyone's shoulders. As a teenager, cancer could seem like an unrelenting battle with no turning point, but it could change you for the better. Before, I was nonchalant, just floating through life. Now, most of the time, I'm more mature with my actions and demeanor, and most proud of the fact that I stuck by my mom through thick and thin. Looking back, I wouldn't change this experience in any way.
But remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was moving too,
and every breath we drew.